Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're discussing a piece by Brett Allegory Wood titled "Australia's Sovereign AI Factory Ends the Data Sovereignty Excuse."
And if you've been holding off on AI because of concerns about where your data goes, this one is directly for you.
Right. Because the central argument Brett is making is that the last credible excuse for sitting on the sidelines has just been demolished.
And he's not being dramatic about it. He's pointing to something concrete, a sovereign, secure AI factory built on 1,024 NVIDIA Blackwell Ultra GPUs, housed in NextDC data centers on Australian soil.
That's a partnership between Cisco, Sharon AI, and NVIDIA. Every byte of data stays onshore under Australian law.
Which is the bit that matters. Because for years, the data sovereignty argument was real. Finance, healthcare, government sectors, they had legitimate reasons to be wary about sending sensitive data to servers in California or Frankfurt.
Brett doesn't dismiss that. He says the concern was real, but it was also enormously convenient.
It became the corporate equivalent of "the dog ate my homework."
His phrase, not mine, but accurate.
Very accurate. So walk me through what the factory actually is, because I think people hear AI infrastructure and immediately assume it's for the big end of town.
That's the key point. Brett explains it with a power grid analogy. You don't need to own a power station to use electricity. You plug in, do your work, and unplug.
So it's pay-as-you-go access.
Exactly. The factory includes sandboxed environments. Isolated, secure computing spaces you spin up on demand, load with your data, build and test AI models, then shut down. You're booking time in the facility, not buying it.
And the cost point?
Brett says a 50-person business in Wollongong can now access the same level of computing power as a global tech company for a fraction of what it would have cost just a few years ago.
That's a significant shift, because I think a lot of owners still assume this stuff is for the ASX 200 crowd.
And there's a Deloitte report Brett cites that captures exactly that attitude. Australian businesses are being described as cautious and measured in their AI adoption.
Measured sounds responsible, though.
That's Brett's exact point. He says it sounds responsible, but in the context of a technological shift this significant, it's just another way of saying you're willing to be left behind.
There's a real story in the article that stuck with me, the logistics MD.
Yes, 20 years running the family business, sharp, experienced. Brett asks about his AI strategy and gets, "We're watching it closely, don't want to jump the gun."
And Brett's response is that the gun went off 2 years ago.
While that MD is watching closely, a competitor of his in the U.S. is using AI to predict shipping delays, plan truck routes in real time using live traffic and weather data, and cut fuel costs by 15%.
And now, with sovereign infrastructure onshore, his local Australian competitors have access to the same tools. That's the uncomfortable truth sitting underneath this article.
Brett repeats the pattern across sectors. Retailers manually managing inventory when AI could predict demand. Professional services firms drowning in paperwork that AI could summarize in seconds.
And it's not about replacing staff with robots, is it? That's always the fear.
Brett addresses that directly. He says it's about augmenting their capabilities, freeing people from the repetitive, manual work so they can focus on thinking creatively, building relationships, solving the harder problems.
So what does he actually tell people to do this week? Because I think some listeners are sitting with that discomfort right now.
He gives 5 steps. The first, pick one problem. One process in your business that's slow, manual, or error-prone. Start there, not everywhere at once.
That's the right framing. Not transform your entire operation by Monday.
Then audit your data. What do you already hold that could feed a model? Customer records, transaction history, operational logs. It's probably sitting there unused.
And then explore sandbox access. Reach out to NextDC or one of the facility's access partners to understand the cost and process.
The fourth and fifth are about mindset. Stop waiting for proof that it works and move before the window closes. Brett's argument is that right now there's a genuine opportunity to build a meaningful lead over your competitors, and that window won't stay open.
What's your single takeaway from this one?
Audit your data this week. Actually write down what your business holds. That's the starting point for everything Brett describes.
Mine is simpler. Stop calling caution a strategy. Pick one thing and try it. The infrastructure is there.
Read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to look at your specific business and work out where AI could actually make a difference, Brett offers a free AI audit through the site.
Worth doing. See you in the next one.